This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
So, has this ever happened to you? I'm sure it has. I know it's happened to me. You're rushing through the city streets, maybe late for an appointment, distracted by too many obligations, and you blow right past a street musician, hard at work. And you stop, and you listen, and you enter the moment and realize, wow, this guy can really play. So this is David Johnston, a regular fixture in Harvard Square. You can find him on just about any sunny afternoon with his old Gibson guitar playing in the park opposite Grendel's Den. And he's been doing this for years.
I just got my 13th permit today, this morning. I finally went and got my permit for this year. I started in 99 doing this.
Johnston also plays in bars and clubs around town, usually with some of the city's best musicians who hold him in very high regard. Players like Duke Levine, John Sands, and Marty Ballou, even Peter Wolfe, who covered one of Johnston's songs on his latest CD. But Johnston always comes back to the street.
You know, I played in bands since I was a little kid, but the idea of playing solo by myself was always kind of scary, you know, just getting up, doing it all by yourself, singing, playing. Now I'm pretty comfortable playing by myself, making music all by myself. And
I always think of you guys, when I say you guys, I mean people who play in the streets this way. Sometimes I don't have time to stop, and I always think, I feel really bad. You know, that guy's playing really, really well. He's really playing his heart out, and I'm just sort of zooming along. And what's it like on the other side of that?
You know, when I first did it, I was a little, maybe a little nervous about it at first, and then I realized I can do whatever I want because they're not really paying any attention to me.
Can't be satisfied with no substitute. I ain't gratified with no parachute.
More than one music writer around town have referred to David Johnston as one of Boston's best kept secrets.
Oh, well, well, well.
He's just released a new CD, Carnival of the Soul. It's his first in almost 10 years. It features Marty Ballou on upright bass, John Sands on drums, and Johnston on guitar and vocals. All three came into our studio recently to play. This is I Can't Be Satisfied, the first track from the new CD.
I can't be satisfied with a substitute. I ain't gratified with no parachute. No more gratified. Satisfied. I can't be satisfied.
I ain't satisfied.
I can't be satisfied.
Not satisfied.
I can't be satisfied.
Nice job. That's I Can't Be Satisfied by David Johnston. He's got a new CD called Carnival of the Soul, and he's here with bassist Marty Ballou and drummer John Sands. And David Johnston, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thank you, Anthony.
So tell me what inspired this new CD. When I think of you, I think of you as an electric blues rock and roller. This CD has a more of a sort of stripped down, a kind of more spare sound. You're playing in a trio. Tell me about it.
I think whether consciously or not, I knew before I started this record that it was going to be for my dad, who passed away kind of before we started working on this. And kind of feel now in retrospect that maybe shaped part of the approach. But also, I mean, John, these guys, I can't say enough about John and Marty. Just there's nobody better than these guys. And Chris Rival, too, who's the producer, engineer.
Now, he usually plays with you in your band, Chris Rival,
yes,
right?
He does. And we just decided we liked this kind of just the natural, like you said, stripped down thing, the acoustic, you know, all acoustic, no amps were used. It was all recorded live in the studio. Everything was recorded simultaneously live, but most of it is first takes.
So you recorded this really as close to live to tape as possible,
Like. Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And it was, to be real honest, we didn't do a lot of preparation. And I think that's part of it. It has a real spontaneous feel.
David, I've seen you relatively recently. You had a residency at Bull McCabe's in Union Square. But my guess is there might be some listeners out there who don't know you necessarily as a famous musician, but would recognize you because you're a fixture on the streets of Harvard Square. You're out in the streets a lot.
A lot, especially this year. I've been out a lot.
Tell me what you like about that, about playing out in the streets.
when I started doing that, it was actually, I went through a breakup, and I was like, I kind of had to do something to kind of keep myself busy. And it was such a blessing in disguise because it really helped me shape kind of what I feel like I've become. And I kind of got back in touch with my finger style playing on the guitar, which I had kind of gotten away from that a bit.
Do you find yourself composing on the street as you play?
Yeah, in fact, a couple of the songs, the next two songs we're going to do, were both written right there in Harvard Square.
One of them, you're going to play I Don't Want to Know. This was recorded actually by Peter Wolf on his last CD, Midnight Souvenirs. Tell me how that came to be.
Obviously, kind of everyone knows Peter, and I can't say enough about him. He's just something really special. And to me, it's, you know, it's just a thrill and an honor to have him record my song. But Duke Levine, who's a brilliant, brilliant guitarist.
Wonderful guitarist.
You know, yeah. Plays with Peter. And one night after a gig, actually, we were out. I was kicking my amp out to the car, and Duke and Peter were outside, and they were like, hey, dude, come get in the car here. I want to show you something. And Peter hit the play button on the stereo in his car, and the song starts. And I'm like, this sounds familiar. And it was my song, and honestly, I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. It was words fail me here.
Words fail you. Well, let's give it a listen. So here's Peter Wolf doing your song, I Don't Want to Know. This is off his latest CD, Midnight Souvenirs.
Don't try to explain, because I don't want to hear every word you say sounds so insincere. Don't try to explain, I've heard it all before. I don't want to hear.
So that's Peter Wolf singing I Don't Want to Know, a song written by David Johnston, who's right here in the studio. And David, you guys want to do that song for us now?
Yeah, let me quickly.
Because I think your version is fantastic, by the way.
It's kind of different than Peter's.
It's different, but great in its own way.
Don't try to explain, cause I don't want to hear every word you say sounds so insincere. Try to explain, heard it all before. Don't want to hear, don't want to know. I don't want to hear things you have to say. No, it's hard to steal. Look at me that way. Don't try to explain. Lie to me some more. I don't want to hear. I don't want to know. I've been down that road before. Going down that road. So don't try to explain, cause I don't want to see. Even though it's alright, live for me. Don't try to explain. Looking at the floor, only you, don't wanna know. Been down that road before. Ain't going down that road no more. Although I can't deny the way you made me feel. That doesn't mean I thought you were for real. So don't try to explain. Heard it all before. I don't want to hear. I don't want to know. No, I don't want to hear things you have to say. It's hard to steal and look at me that way. Don't try to explain. Just lie to me some more. I don't want to hear. I don't want to know.
All right. That's David Johnston singing I Don't Want to Know off his new CD, Carnival of the Soul. He's here with bassist Marty Ballou and drummer John Sands. David, tell me a little bit about your writing process. Do these songs tumble out of you easily, or are you one of those writers who suffers and struggles to get these lyrics down?
No, they kind of come out. They do kind of come out. Yeah, it's kind of a mystery to me. They come, and I feel lucky that they just kind of pop out, sometimes more frequently than others, sometimes not as often. But I like the idea of ambiguity, you know, songs being kind of open to interpretation. I don't really necessarily like to nail down what it's about, because it could be about something different for you or me or someone else.
And I'm curious, does the music come first? I mean, like, do you hear a sort of riff and then sort of fill in the words, or is it the
for me typically
around?
That's the most common way that it happens. Is that I come up with something on the guitar, and a lot with my style of playing, the finger style, a lot of times the melody is in there,
yeah.
or it's implied in the guitar part, and then I kind of just start singing something and kind of phonetically or rhythmically things that work, that seem to work, and then it kind of comes from there, you know.
So, David, you're a lifelong New Englander. What kind of music did you grow up listening to? What was playing in your house when you were a kid?
It's hard to say that without revealing my age. But you can cut that part right out.
Hey, we all get there eventually. if we're lucky.
I was lucky enough to see Ray Charles when I was 13, which is pretty cool. Cooler now, I realize, in retrospect. You know, obviously, all the British invasion stuff and... you know, I'm a huge fan of Delta blues and Southern soul music.
Mm.
I do love blues and I've gotten more and more into the Delta blues. And, you know, I'm playing a national guitar here, which is very popular among the Delta players.
And you said the CD was inspired very much by your late dad. Did he play? Did he have a relationship with music?
He did as a child. He was played violin and was told he had perfect pitch. And later in retirement, he picked it up a little bit. And he was, you know, could play something just by ear.
Nice gift.
Impressive, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think my parents ever, you know, I don't think any parent really wants their kid to be a musician, to be honest. And I don't think they took it seriously. My mom still says, we really just thought it was a phase at the time. We just thought it was a passing thing, but no, it's not a passing thing for me. It's what I do, so I feel really lucky and to be able to do it.
Well, we're lucky that you're doing it, and we're really pleased that you came in to talk about the music and to play. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks so much. Marty Ballou, John Sands, thank you both for being in here and for all the great music that you play around town. So, David, can you play us out on something?
Yeah, this is an instrumental song that I wrote literally out there in Brattle Square. One day I was just noodling around and this came out.
And that's David Johnston. You can catch him on a lot of days in the streets of Harvard Square. And there he is in the streets of Harvard Square. His new CD is called Carnival of the Soul. He'll be having a CD release party this coming Saturday at the Lizard Lounge in Cambridge. You can also check out a video of David Johnston, Marty Ballou, and John Sands all performing in our studio at RadioBoston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.